Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know anything about this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2-ish Pacific time, a little after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in at East. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming 24/7, or you downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. Wherever, whenever, however, et cetera, you receive us. We appreciate the hell out of it. I'm looking at some soft, weird deals going on here right now. But we're going to be here for the next couple of hours, hopefully. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for joining us, America. Hey, welcome to, I guess Trump's normal now. He did a speech where fire didn't shoot out of his fucking eyeballs, and we're all supposed to stand up and, I guess sucking off.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus among some of the pundits out there, is that all of a sudden, now, well, look, he's normal.
I mean, he's still saying the same shit.
It's like an abusive relationship.
Oh, it totally is.
But he still loves us.
He doesn't love us.
Thanks for joining us this lovely SoCal Wednesday right now here in Los Angeles, California. Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show if you like, at crabdiving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over on our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out, all the fun libs.
Oh, yes.
And slightly occasionally angry libs.
No, I think that's us.
Lots going on in the world today. We might as well, I'm sorry, my software isn't all opened up here. We might as well head to
the headlines.
Yeah, if I can get things opened here. Sorry, ladies.
I bet everybody's going to be talking. They're going to be.
And germs.
Today is one of the frustrating types of news days, because it's when someone does something who's normally been totally shitty and a lunatic, and they do something remotely normal, and today's the day, well, hey, look, he's okay, but he's not okay.
Yeah, I tweeted out something like the Republicans...
He's still a shithead. Right?
Yeah. Total shithead. I tweeted out something earlier that about Manson... if Manson was able to remain slightly sane for 1 minute, the Republicans would deem him presidential. Something like that. Follow us on our Crab Diving Twitter at Crab Diving, one word.
Did Manson die? Did he die recently?
He was
he in the fucking news?
He was ill.
Right. Okay.
But I think he got better.
Hello.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, March the 1st, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
It's going down the tubers.
Over at El Cami Pinko Liberal Efito. Oh, I said a feet.
Yes,
I ran over your line.
Yes, sir.
The Cami Pinko, I was trying to do it in Spanish. In bad Spanish. The Cami Pinko Liberal, if you'd have to post. There's a picture of, well, it's exactly what you were talking about. Pundits lower the bar, it says over at the HuffPo.
They don't give a fuck. He's the fucking president. This is he's the same racist fucking shithead he was yesterday.
In red, underneath it says, "Gosh, presidential Trump." They're drooling, falling over themselves. It says media figures tout Trump's presidential shift, but his divisive policies remain the same. For an hour, he kind of dialed it down. Actually, it was 8 pages. You know, Maddow's having none of it. Nothing's getting by her. And she and Brian Williams last night both had it at 8 pages when you could see when he went off the rails. As far as he can no longer control himself and just read what's on the teleprompter. He has to add in things and repeat things. It's very terrible. Very terrible.
That's just the media, or maybe it's us. I mean, yesterday I had to suffer through people saying George fucking Bush sucking his dick because he said, "Oh, I believe in the freedom of the press." But yet we forget he lied us into a war and shit tons of people were died and wounded for his fucking lies. And yesterday, Schindler has a speech. It doesn't sound like fucking One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and we're sucking him off.
The hypocrisy. And even that picture that came out of all those black business leaders in the Oval Office with Trump and Kellyanne with her feet curled under her sitting on the sofa in the Oval Office that a lot of liberals lost their minds over. But then you think about it. Imagine had that been Michelle Obama.
I think liberals were right to lose their mind over it, you know?
I think it was a little overkill. But given that if it was Michelle Obama, it would have been screaming, losing their minds. I think who gives a fuck if she puts her feet up on the furniture in the White House? Who cares?
I say the same thing, but
because of their hypocrisy.
It's Trump. Fuck them. Fuck them hard and fuck them in every quarter. Man, fuck those motherfuckers. They aren't normal. This is not a normal president. I mean, even if you think maybe he sounded presidential. I mean, how would you compare that speech anyway to other presidents? I mean, it was pretty shitty, wasn't it?
Yeah, trying to even, I guess, have amnesia about the last year and a half of Donald Trump, if you had just played his speech last night, it was at best boring.
It sucked.
And with these nationalist undertones, still did a great job of painting immigration, all immigrants, as illegal, even though they'll scream on the right, "No, Trump's only talking about illegals, not regular immigrants."
Yeah.
But there's nothing in his rhetoric. He doesn't draw that distinction. He allows he allows just the regular old, anything that's brown coming into the country is bad.
This is a moment for white people too, man. I kind of feel like if you're going to join in the chorus of white people say, "Oh, I feel okay because Trump didn't sound crazy." Well, you're white and still his racist policies won't affect you the same as it will your black friends or your gay friends.
Unless you like weed.
Yeah, there's that.
And Jefferson Beauregard, Sam Sessions, the third. Yeah. I'm a little concerned about making marijuana legal.
You know, stoners, I mean, we all really need to be outraged about this whole weed thing, but, you know, make sure you're more outraged about people getting deported.
They are. There's a lot to be outraged over. It's dazzling.
Ooh, God.
It's Chris disgusting. Wallace. Over at Fox, quote unquote news, said, "I feel like tonight Donald Trump became the president of the United States."
Oh, shut up, Chris, you spineless cunt.
CNN commentator Van Jones, who's been pretty critical Trump, somehow managed to say, "Well, he became president of the United States," and said that the moment where Trump honored Karen Owens, wife of the slain Navy SEAL William Ryan Owens, was, quote, "one of the most extraordinary moments you've ever seen in American politics." Am I that cynical?
No. This is stupid. This is lip service.
Yeah. Am I that cynical that it's like, of course, his sacrifice was immense, and their family, and his family should be taken care of by this government for the rest of their lives because of the sacrifice that that soldier suffered,
yeah,
and that they've suffered. But it was a moment for him. That moment had nothing to do with her.
No, not at all.
Or the legacy of that soldier. Had to do with, oh my God, let's get the widow. There's no way the Democrats will sit through that.
It was theater. It was fucking right. Theater. I mean, did Trump ever take responsibility for the death of that soldier?
Thing, right. Earlier in the day, he fucking blamed the generals. They wanted to do it since before I got here. And then they lost Ryan.
You know, I was thinking about that whole thing, and you know, he lives in the White House. It has something called a situation room in it. And so when there's a situation, wouldn't you want to be in the situation room?
Right.
There was a situation, and he didn't even go in the fucking room.
Is that where that guy from Jersey Shore hangs out?
Right. The situation room.
It's the situations room.
Hey, kids, look that up on Google.
Yeah. There you go. It's a headline over the HuffPo. At least at the HuffPo, they're saying, look at everybody fawning over Trump, who basically didn't smear feces all over himself and dance naked. Yes.
This is when the pussy liberals do things like, oh, you know, maybe we should give him a chance. Don't do it. Don't do it, guys.
I know
you're nice.
Chuck Schumer didn't seem to buy into it after I saw an interview with him, and he seems to be saying kind of what we're saying. Like, right. You're not believing this crap, are you?
He's normalizing it. Trump's trying to, this is part of the normalization thing where it's trying to say, hey, listen, okay, I'm going to sound normal so you forget that there's a big, fat, bloated fucking Nazi whispering in my ear all day in the fucking White House, okay?
Over at the Drudge Report, surely it's penises erect.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine.
And crotches dampened. Ooh. Over among the conservatives over at the Drudge Report. But
hey,
the headline says there's a picture of Oprah. Oprah Winfrey.
What is she up to?
It says, yes, she can. And the headline leads to a Daily Mail story.
Hello. Fuck you.
With a 7-paragraph headline. Yeah. It says, President Winfrey, Oprah says in the age of Trump, she could run for the White House despite being unqualified for the job. Well, she's right.
She's totally right.
Equally, I might argue, more qualified for the job than Donald Trump, because she didn't have any $1 million loan handed to her when she was a kid, nor did she inherit a $100 million, $200 million fortune.
Has she ever been sued for not renting to black people in her apartment?
I'm sure she's been sued, but not for that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, has she been accused of raping anyone?
Ask Stedman. apparently, in an interview with Bloomberg, she said, I never thought that it was a possibility. I never considered the question that Trump could win. None of us did. But when she said, when the reality show icon won, beating Hillary Clinton, she said, I thought, oh, wow, I don't have experience. I don't know enough. I don't. And now I'm thinking, run, Oprah, run.
Yeah, run.
Why not? More qualified. I don't even think there's a question as to whether I would trust Oprah more as president or Donald Trump.
I'd vote for Jerry fucking Springer. I really, let's just go through TV personalities instead.
Did pay for a hooker with a personal
so
check,
what?
But you know.
So what? He's a liberal though, right?
I think.
Yeah, he was a big progressive,
I think.
He was the mayor of Cincinnati, and I think that whole thing really, he was supposed to be a star. A political star, and then all thing fucked his.
And he paid for a blowjob with a check. Gotta have cash,
or whatever. Yeah. Or a personality. There's that.
Springer had a personality. It was a
fun show. I mean, if you don't want to pay for sex, maybe you can have a personality.
Oh, I see.
Start a relationship with someone. You know.
So those are headlines. There's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
With the knuckle draggers over there.
They just say that. That's so racist, by the way. All these guys are trying to make a big deal. Oh, look, Oprah might run. Can you imagine? Now we're going to have this powerful black woman telling us how to live. Do you remember when that evil black tyrant Obama was telling us how to feel and live?
Oh, yeah. You think they're losing their mind. They lost their mind over Obama. Put Oprah in the White House.
Look what they did to Hillary. Look what they fucking did to Hillary. All of a sudden, she can't walk down the street. Oh, she's fainting. She's sick.
But maybe those heifers that switched and voted for Trump this time.
Yes.
Maybe all those assholes will go back and vote for Oprah.
Hopefully, they'll be dead.
Yeah, a lot of them.
And honestly,
a significant part of the demo.
We saw that those people from the Make America Great Again rallies. The hope for our country is that they die sooner than later. That's it. What are you going to...
Well, I think the odds are that they will be.
What do we want from them? I mean, God.
All kinds of other stuff going... Yeah, I we can play clips from it. Just, you know, go Google the lowlights or whatever.
It's so boring.
The only part of note, I think, I mean, other than the longest ovation, rightfully so, for the widow of that poor soldier, but... was the opening, which it was just obvious that they said to him, look, the blacks are pissed, the Jews are pissed.
Right.
We better say something.
Yeah. You better throw him a bone.
And he opened with that. Opened with the anti-Semitism. And he opened with, amazingly, mentioning that hate crime where that crazy old white guy screamed, get out of my country, to the two Indian dudes.
Yeah.
Indian from the East, not American Indian. And,
but you know.
Killed one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Got my country.
Well, he opened with that because he knew everyone would be surprised and it would get people's attention.
Well, but then he was done.
Right.
Then it was right back to brown people are bad, immigrants are bad, crime is high.
Guys, he's racist. He's a racist fuck nut. He doesn't give a fuck.
So, there you go. That's what's going on there.
Yeah.
The people on the right, meanwhile, are thrilled. God, if you listen to the...
Now he's like every one of their other shitty politicians, though. See, this is how... That is Trump acting like Paul Ryan, acting like Mitch the Bitch, acting like John McCain. They're like, oh yes, they say all these things that sound really good, but they're really fucking. They have policies that are racist. Fuck that.
Chuck Schumer said that they're done with Trump.
Yeah,
they're done.
Oh, welcome to the party, Chuck. Thank you. God damn.
Is going through your brain. Is there anything that this man makes you actually afraid of? Is there anything that you're scared of with him?
Yes, I worry that it seems, at least from the first month, he has less respect for the Constitution, less respect for the separation of powers, less respect for the diversity and beauty of America in its diversity, that I worry about what he could do. And that's what makes this Gorsuch nomination so troubling. Mm-hmm. We need a judiciary that's going to stand up to Trump. Mm-hmm. And I don't see signs that Gorsuch was willing to do it at all.
So there you go. Apparently they're hoping for they're going to pull the trigger on the 60 limit and filibuster the Gorsuch nomination. But
is he starting the narrative there? Is he making a case?
Yeah.
Against Gorsuch.
I'm sure they're going to call for that. And then Mitch will. Go nuclear.
Nuclear.
Gorsuch will get in. There won't be any more filibuster for Supreme Court justices. That'll be it. It'll be a simple majority.
Right. And then that'll be it. And then what?
Then we hope the public survives till 2018.
God, we have hope.
At which point we can hopefully flip some seats
and
at the very least get the Senate back and maybe put some bandages into the gaping, hemorrhaging wound. Maybe we can glue our pussies shut metaphorically.
Ugh. God.
If you listen to yesterday's show, ladies and gentlemen, there's a
hey to the product. Fucking barbaric person that developed that glue that you glue your vagina shut instead of using a tampon. God damn. Do you hate women? Just wondering.
He's claiming it's the next so best thing.
So fucking stupid.
Also going on in the news, if you go to our Facebook page, actually, facebook.com/crabdiving, we share a lot of the stuff that we get to here, stuff that we don't get to, memes and shit. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can hurl us a message over at our Facebook page. If you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, I was opening our Facebook page as I was saying that. But you can help us out by buying shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, and whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. We've got a follow-up to
Crab Diving follow-up.
The story from before of Kellyanne Goebbels.
Nine!
Kellyanne Conway, we haven't, mercifully, haven't heard from her in about a week. Because
oh, my God, it's been so nice.
There were rumors that she'd been kind of yanked off the telly because they weren't 100% happy with her performances.
Oh.
In that she seemed to be contradicting a lot of the shit that then Spicy would go out and say.
Damn, you know, my God, I'm feeling some weird pang of this. I need to take a pill, like sympathy for her because.
Oh, yeah, you need something for that.
How they aren't satisfied with the job she's doing? I mean, isn't she supposed to go out and sound evil and foreboding horrible?
Yeah.
I mean, mission accomplished.
But now, if you recall, she had that little oopsie, which none of them consider to be an oopsie, which is when she basically gave a free infomercial on Fox and Fiends in the morning. Oh, it's Steve Doothy. We've got Kellyanne Conway on here. What do you think about this?
God.
What do you think about evil Nordstrom kicking the wonderful, beautiful, perfect clothing of Ivanka Trump out of their
That does seem like
store.
A real rookie mistake she made.
And then, and she's like, it's great clothes. Everybody should go and buy it.
Is this the whole fucking shopping network?
You can't do that shit. You can't do that shit. And she's been around long enough. Shame on her because of all of this swamp that got drained and refilled with sewage. She's a former swamp dweller that can also live in the sewer.
Isn't she just a hired gun? Did you work for Cruz before?
Yeah, look at the quotes all over of her before she was a Cruz?
Or yeah,
was
yeah.
it that she whoever she was working for at the time that she was slamming Trump. Quotes of her directly shitting upon Trump. And because that's what she was getting paid to do then. Now he can't do any wrong. One of the leaks that came out alleges that that she now doesn't really have that much to do and that she is, kind of wandering the halls in trying to insert herself into whatever is going on that she doesn't,
that's
really
dangerous.
Have much to do right now. Yeah.
If there's a free floating, God damn it. I can't tie. I still got a cold.
I think
free floating Kellyanne Conway in the fucking White House.
I think she might've thought she was going to be in. Involved with policy more.
Yeah, she did.
And, you know, she does have a vagina.
Right.
So there's only so far she can go in the Trump land.
That's how she
even
was
they
lured.
Love women.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why what?
That's why she was lured away from Cruz's camp. That's what I just read. Mm. I mean, I didn't open the whole page. That's what it says in the preview. It was like she was lured away from Ted Cruz because
they put
Trump...
Little- Yeah. Morsel in a cage outside of her office.
Yeah.
Lure her out.
It's a trap.
But now the ethics, the department, which is a joke, ethics, Department of Governmental Ethics, which is, I think, the department that they wanted to stick a shank in first thing.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot about that. Let's get rid of the ethics department. Doesn't that make anybody feel weird?
But now the deputy counsel to the president sent a letter to the U.S. Office of Government Ethics telling them that the White House rejects their assessment that Kellyanne Conway's TV appearance on February 9th is an improper use of public office to endorse a product and necessitates further action. They recommended that she be disciplined in some way.
Ooh, yes.
And the White House is saying, fuck you.
I rebuke thee.
Bind thee in the name of Satan.
Oh, yes.
Or Jesus. Oops.
That was Pat Robertson's spell to rebuke Satan's powers and curses.
So, no accountability. What a shock. 0.0 accountability.
Can they even do that? Like, we reject it?
Again, imagine.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Had something similar happened on the other side.
To Hillary?
Obama.
Oh, my God. To Obama.
Something like that. They'd be losing their mind. There'd be... they'd run from the newly convened Benghazi hearings over to the newly convened Michelle Obama Gate.
She didn't wear sleeves, Michelle Obama, in one outfit. That. And those fucking racist dickheads lost their fucking mind.
And almost immediately on all the social media, people shared pictures of Jackie Kennedy wearing a sleeveless outfit.
Right.
Nancy Reagan wearing a sleeveless dress.
I mean, Kellyanne Conway sitting on that couch. It's like you just lose your mind when you think about if Hillary had done that, if Chelsea had done that, if Michelle Obama had done that. Oh, fuck off. Fuck off. They would fucking be.
They didn't even have to do anything.
Fucking babies.
They made shit up about them.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. If you were worried about Kellyanne Conway, don't worry.
Fine.
She's not going to be disciplined. No spanking for her.
America, are you going to allow Trump to reset? Are you saying he's resetting after last night? That's what I feel like the country's saying.
God.
It's disgusting.
It's like he did every time during the fucking
God.
Primary.
Don't be a white person fooled by this fuckhead. Don't do it.
Mexicans are rapists was supposed to be it. As was John McCain's not a hero.
Right.
As was making fun of a disabled reporter.
Yeah, yeah. There was that.
We don't have enough time to go through all the as-wases that should have torpedoed.
As was that judge.
His
was
possibility.
The judge that needed to recuse himself.
Curiel, yeah.
Because he's Latino, right?
Born here, but
yes.
Of Mexican heritage. And so obviously he can't be objective.
Oh, God.
It's a litany. And it just continued.
Nothing about this presidency feels fucking normal. It is not normal.
Well, yeah, just wait.
Fucked up.
I didn't even check his Twitter feed yet today to see if he's already destroyed any of the goodwill from that he might have earned with being a good boy for an hour.
I mean, even to think that there's anything that can... See, it's so dangerous. That speech last night is really dangerous because it makes people stop thinking about Russia.
All caps. 9 hours ago. Thank you.
No, fuck you.
That's all he tweeted. He can't. He's lying in bed just bathing in all the accolades.
Ah, so gross. Oh, God.
I heard people saying, Ronald Reagan.
What?
Oh, he's Ronald Reagan.
How's Ronald Reagan a positive? Well, Ronald Reagan is not a positive in my book.
Not for our side, but for their side, that's, invoking a deity.
Oh, hey, listen, man, ask some black people that went to jail during the war on drugs. Three strikes, you're out. Ask those people if they like Ronald Reagan.
Meanwhile, there's a story out, I think it's over at the Daily Beast, that these, Donald Trump kind of blamed the generals. We talked about that for... The botched Yemen raid, even though it was perfect, it was a successful raid. He mentioned that in his stupid speech last night. It was successful. I just spoke to Mattis. He had to let everybody know. I just spoke to Mattis 10 minutes ago, and he said again that it's very successful.
What in the fuck? Hey, you know what's disturbing? It's like, how are they going to... Everything's going to be successful for Donald.
He's
not
going to
mention a
up.
Failure. He's not going to be able to say, hey, listen, we fucked up.
It says over at the Daily Beast, the generals may launch new ISIS raids without Trump's okay. The commander in chief, it says, is taking heat and hearing cheers for a raid in Yemen that killed a Navy SEAL. But for the next mission, he may take himself out of the loop altogether. So he might try to wash his tiny little orange hands and say, you know what? You guys make the decision.
But that's why.
And go ahead. Only if it's something really big, give me a call.
That's crazy, because you would think if you were the president, you would want to have your. You would want to give the order, because it's your administration.
They say the White House is considering delegating more authority to the Pentagon to greenlight anti-terrorist operations like this SEAL Team 6 raid in Yemen. The president, they say, has signaled that he wants his defense secretary.
Hello.
Retired Marine General Jim Mattis to have a freer hand to launch time-sensitive missions quickly. Don't wake me up.
Are they in the same building?
I'm busy tweeting.
Yeah, that's what that is. He wants less to do.
Ending what the U.S. officials say could be a long approval process put place under President Obama. You know, that feckless Obama who wants to maybe think about shit before he launches manned missions.
God. When was the last, like, reasonable president the GOP had? Who was the last reasonable guy? Was it George Bush the senior?
But even then, I mean, that guy was.
I mean, you know, he's at least
former head of the CIA.
Yeah, you know he wants to be in on whether or not you're there, going to raid someone, whether or not you're going to put American lives in danger. Schindler's saying he doesn't even want to know.
Yeah, George Bush got kind of rolled over by the whole ridiculous Reagan wave. Remember, he ran against Reagan in 80 and called it voodoo economics. I mean, he was all like, what is this bullshit you're trying to cut taxes for the rich?
Yeah.
And that somehow they'll miraculously create jobs out of all that money.
He smartened up.
And then he changed his mind.
Yeah, because he wanted a job.
That's the problem.
They're whores.
Right. There's only a few. Evan McMullen is one now. Who is kind of carrying the banner. He's the guy that ran in Utah. He's a former congressman, he's a veteran. I forget of which branch. But he famously ran in Utah, took a bunch of votes away, almost unseated Trump in Utah, because they weren't having any of it. They were mortified by the orange monster. And but he now is all over the Twitter. He's formed a couple of organizations. It's like the anti-Trump Republicans, where they're just trying to,
I mean,
remain, you know, keep sanity alive.
The thing with that is, I kind of feel, well, you guys, this is your little golem. This is your little fucking monster, because at the GOP at their core, they don't believe in helping poor people. And they don't believe in giving people a leg up like they do corporations. And a lot of their policies are fucking racist at heart. They are, you know?
No, they play upon,
So what is this guy's problem with Donald Trump? Why does he not like Donald Trump? He is just, he's saying what you're all not saying, but he's the same as you. I just don't, he's more brash. I don't get.
Well, I saw an article this morning about the just proving again the complete disconnect in the nation is two different people watching that speech last night. One was a family of Trumpalos here in Northern California or something, and they described the scene as the wife jumping up and cheering.
Yeah,
this is our president. She's thrilled. She thought best speech ever given by any president ever. And then contrast it with a guy, I think he lives in Vegas, who was just the opposite. He's a liberal watching it, like shaking his head, hardly reacting. And it's just the different interpretations of the different ideological bents to how they reacted to that shit last night. The Republicans and the conservatives are beside themselves, and the liberals aren't, that saw through it. We don't believe it. The Democrats got up and walked out, which I thought was spectacular.
Yeah, that is pretty awesome.
I'm surprised, really, that he hasn't. They must have taken his Twitter away, because I'm surprised he didn't
lash out at the Dems for leaving.
Even though they sat through other parts like real Americans.
God, I mean.
But right now he's just basking.
Did he mention Black Lives Matter in his speech? Did he mention, I wonder, anything about cop violence?
Yeah.
The police are beating black people.
Yeah, funny you should mention that. Celeste sent us a story.
I saw that.
Yeah, about Jefferson Beauregard.
What
Sessions.
A dick.
It's going to be a daily little gift of fun, apparently, from Jefferson Beauregard as they try cracking down on more freedoms. Today they're saying that he has indicated he's going to back away from monitoring troubled police departments.
What the fuck, man?
So, like, your Ferguson's, like, your Baltimore's, like, your, what's another one, Philadelphia's? Cities that have...
New York.
They have, Justice Department has looked into them and said, holy shit, there's some racist policies going on here. We're going to have to keep an eye on you guys. Well, not Jefferson Beauregard, Sessions III.
Oh, no.
Saying, well, you know, we're going to back off on that a little bit.
Hey, Jeff, what about that guy, Eric Garner, who was choked on fucking camera?
He should not resist it.
Saying he couldn't
fucking breathe.
He was
breaking the law, selling cigarettes.
Man.
In his first speech as Attorney General, Mr. Sessions did not name any specific cities, but indicated that the Justice Department... scrutiny was undermining the effectiveness of police across the country. Well, undermining the effectiveness, trying to look over their shoulder and make sure that it's okay that they shoot unarmed black people.
Or they just give them bullshit citations or arrest them or... I mean, they, you know, like, of course, all the beating and the fucking murders. That is heinous and horrible. But there's also, like, they discovered in Ferguson that people of color are being ticketed.
Well, yeah, so a lot
no
of these
reason.
Smaller towns apparently seem to, the police, especially with people of color, the police forces turn into these money-making revenue generators where they just grab people and then they threaten to throw you in jail if you don't pay your fine. And then your fines go up and up and up.
Just think about that, man. They're going to the poorest in society. They're saying, hey, you know, we're not going to raise the minimum wage. We're not going to give you health care. We're not going to help you at all. All this corporate welfare, that's fine. We're going to do that. But on top of that, we're going to get the police to see if we can squeeze out any other life juice from your... It's fucking ridiculous.
Sessions was speaking to the National Association of Attorneys General.
Ugh, God, he's got the grossest little fucking lipless mouth.
We need, as far as we can, in my view, to help police departments get better, not diminish their effectiveness. I'm afraid we've done some of that. We're going to try to pull back on this, and I don't think it's wrong or mean or insensitive to civil rights or human rights.
Oh, my God. Where's our Democratic firebrand? Where's someone screaming about this? Motherfucker. What?
And instead of course, instead of trying to go after the problem, the root of the socioeconomic problems of racism and keeping whole communities poor, keeping people of color poor, et cetera, no, he any crime... is because, you know, they're black, basically.
Oh, yes.
And you got to go in and knock heads. He said, I'm working out of a concern to make the lives of people, in particularly the poor communities, minority communities, live a safer, happier life, that they're able to have their children go outside and go to school in safety, and they're able to go to the grocery store in safety and not be accosted by drug dealers and get caught in crossfires or have their children seduced into some gang.
Oh, my fucking God. It's the cops doing all that. What you just said, it's the cops doing all that. You have people going about their normal lives. You get pulled over by the cops for some bullshit traffic stop for nothing.
And again, he reiterated this bullshit, even his crime rates nationwide remain at historic lows. They talk about last year there was a little uptick. That's all they're seizing upon.
Oh, of course.
The biggest jump in violent crime in 40 years.
You gonna pick your...
So we gotta go rough up some Negroes.
Hey, you gonna pick your attorney general from Alabama. That's what you get. Fucking shithead.
And he's blaming oversight of the police. Listen to this. One of the big things out there that's, I think, causing trouble and where you see the greatest increase in violence and murders in cities is somehow, some way, we undermine the respect for our police and made oftentimes their jobs more difficult.
Well, what world does that make sense?
Crime's going up because we are undermining the police by trying to hold them accountable for their violent actions, for their lying bullshit, the bad ones, by trying to root out the bad ones and chastise the good ones who keep their fucking mouths shut. You're not good. You're not a good cop if you shut your mouth to abuse that a fellow cop is performing upon a citizen.
God, man, I grew up in mostly lily white suburbs in Georgia, and I was always told, hey, go talk to a cop if you're lost, if you're in trouble, or whatever. And that's my experience.
Oh, God, no.
I have no idea what my experience would be like had I grown up a black person in a city.
Yeah.
And imagine listening to what Jefferson Beauregard fucking Sessions just said. If that's your experience. And you can't trust the cops.
Right. The cops that are running around beating the shit out of you and your friends and terrorizing you. Freddie Gray.
Yeah.
Guilty of running away because he saw the cops.
Not going to happen to a white person.
So they snapped his neck.
That is not happening to a white person.
Right.
Black Lives Matter. And if you don't understand, fuck. You're an idiot.
There was an increase in murders nationwide in the most recent data, but even so, crime remains far below the 70s and 80s.
Yes.
At the close of the Obama administration, the Justice Department, when it used to have sane people in it and brown people, issued a scathing report on systemic civil rights abuses at the Chicago Police Department. So let's think about that. All that information that came out of Chicago, torture. And Chicago's paid out millions and millions and millions of dollars to people because of abusive cops and about that fucking gulag they discovered. Remember
that black
that secret
prison?
Black cop, yeah, black That's ops insane, cop prison man. Or something where they would disappear people for a few days.
Yeah, yeah.
Bullshit. That stuff, well, you know, we're hurting the cops' abilities to do their job by not letting them unconstitutionally drag people off the street and lock them naked in a cell for a few days. We're just getting some information from that boy.
You know, what about that asset forfeiture shit we were talking about? It was last week or something.
Yeah.
And Trump just sort of, they were talking about some guy who was standing in the way of that program. And Trump's like, hey, why don't we end his career? Wasn't that in Texas or something?
Yeah, Texas legislators proposed a law that said, you know, hey, maybe we should wait until these people are convicted before we steal their shit.
Yeah, we take their stuff.
And the cartoonist sheriff was telling Trump, you believe there's a boy that, we got one of these boys that wants to pass one of these laws that says we don't get that money till they're convicted. I told him, boy, you know, no cartels are going to build you a statue. And Trump said, oh, what's his name? Let's ruin his career.
I mean, God. You're talking about taking somebody's property.
The cartels. And there's story after story and case after case of it ain't cartels. Sometimes it's little old ladies or little old men who are afraid of keeping their money, keeping their cash in fucking a bank or something. They go to buy a car and they have $5,000 and Johnny Lawfuck pulls them over and says, what are you carrying this money for? Obviously, it's drug related.
It's insane.
And then even if they're found innocent, they don't get the money back. They have to sue sometimes.
They have to wait for the money to get processed. This is insane. We live in a fucking insane time. Yeah. That's not fucking normal.
It was going so well. There was hope.
Yeah.
It was all hopey and changey.
Well, I mean,
and now we've just been just flipped over and bent over the pinball machine.
You know, and I think liberals have a lot of responsibility in this. They really do, because, you know, sometimes I don't think our side was loud enough decrying the racism that was just inherent, just woven all through that fabric of that fucking campaign.
Well, it's hard because they get all butthurt about it. And they still, keep calling us racist. Keep calling us racist. You're just ensuring that Trump's going to get 4 more years. That's their mindset. We're going to fuck this country over if you call us racist anymore.
Well, I mean.
Thanks, Sunshine.
Yeah. Well, we can't worry about being nice. It's just nice is a thing that used to be. We're not nice now. Nobody's nice. God, it's insane. How the fuck did, when Trump announced that Steve Bannon was going to be in charge of his campaign, the whole country should have said, what? The guy from Breitbart? This is insane.
Yeah.
We should be marching in the streets. Now, after, you know, he's elected, I guess. We just didn't take this guy seriously. That's all.
After the Obama administration issued that report about Chicago, it set the stage for negotiations with the city for a federal monitoring agreement. So the feds are going to be like, you know, we're going to keep an eye on you guys and make sure everything's cool. Here's you know, what we recommend. Here's these reforms, and we're going to keep an eye on you. But now, it says prospects for that deal now look doubtful because Mr. Sessions said this week he's unimpressed by the report.
Good God. Unimpressed.
Well, I ain't impressed. What about all the good cops? Yeah, you take a few off the street that might be beating in some heads and shoving the police batons up some buttholes to get some information. What's wrong with that? For the greater good.
God. Good job, Jimmy. Good job, Jimmy Fallon. Fuck you. Really. God. You rich white motherfucker.
They say this New York Times says that Sessions is influence with Trump, with the Trump administration, is increasingly apparent. In the past week, he set aside two key Obama administration civil rights decisions, one protecting transgender students and another Texas minority voters. He vowed to recommit federal resources to fighting crime, drugs and illegal immigration.
Jesus Christ.
So we're not going after cops for beating the shit and taking the civil rights away from people. We ain't worried about Texas carving up its districts to make sure that no black person votes, no black people vote shit.
He wants
fuck
to break
all.
The country. They want to break the fucking country.
They want to own the country. They want to steal the country even more than they have already. They have to cheat and lie and gerrymand and ask for Uncle Nipples' help to try to win.
Think about what they want to do to minorities. You know, they want to arrest more people. They want to fill up the prisons. They want to break up families. What kind of shit is this?
Yeah.
This is bad. This is fucking bad. They want to break the country. Bannon said it, right? They want to destabilize.
Deconstruct.
They want to break the republic.
Yeah. Deconstruct.
What is Jefferson Sessions doing with these policies? He's making it harder on black people to live in this country. He's going to say, hey, we're going to profile you. We're going to increase what the cops can do to you. And black lives don't matter, by the way.
Correct. Women's History Month is trending on Twitter. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Yeah, congratulations, guys.
Ladies.
Guys, jeez.
Also trending on the Twitter, hashtag classes taught by DeVos. Betsy DeVos taking some shrapnel on the Twitter, rightfully so. I don't even think we talked about it the other day, but she issued that statement about the historically black
colleges
and universities. And she said that basically they're a their a success story of school choice. And black people were like, choice? We didn't have a choice. We had to make black colleges because you wouldn't give us, you wouldn't let us choose to learn with you, you fucking right. racist assholes.
God. It's like, find me a little facet of the Trump regime that's not racist. It's impossible. It's really fucking amazing, impossible. Yeah.
It's amazing what's going on. And then, you know, they're saying that that Trump may give the, we were talking about that before, that Trump yes. may give these generals more leeway.
Right.
So that he gets to wash his little hands of it. He's already blaming them. Bananas. Them. They, for this SEAL's death.
I mean, if you're the president, that's one of the things you should want to do, right? I mean, you should want to be in on the decision when you're going to send Americans into harm's way. I mean, that's, I don't know in what world it's normal that a president doesn't want to do that or doesn't at least care enough to be in on it.
Yeah, right.
Or have some input.
Speaking of the marijuana, this was also on our Facebook page that Cannabis Cup is being threatened.
In Vegas. I saw this.
One of the largest marijuana festivals expected to be held on tribal land outside of Vegas.
Right.
Is now facing a possible shutdown because they got a letter sent by the feds.
God damn, man.
U.S. Attorney U.S. Attorney Daniel Bogden from Vegas sent a letter on the 16th to the Moapa Paiute tribe.
Oh, shit.
Reminding them that the transport, possession, use, and distribution of marijuana is illegal under federal law.
God, fuck everybody.
I am informed that the tribal council is moving forward with the planned marijuana event. Referred to as the 2017 High Times Cannabis Cup because it is under the impression that the so-called Cole Memorandum and subsequent member, essentially they're saying that because it's on tribal lands, fuck you, we can have weed here.
But they're saying,
the attorney, says, unfortunately, this is an incorrect interpretation of the department's position on the issue.
so they're going to fuck that up. Damn. It's a cannabis cup, man. That's fun. It's marijuana.
Nothing in the guidance memorandum or the Cole memorandum alters the authority or jurisdiction of the United States to enforce federal law in Indian country or elsewhere.
Well, then let's outlaw booze. Let's go after booze now. Let's revisit that. If we're talking about
some of them might try
that are harmful.
Yeah, that worked really well.
Booze is more harmful than weed.
Yeah.
Well, then let's go after it. Fuck this.
Far more harmful than weed. God,
fuck everybody. This is ridiculous.
We'll let you know what goes on there. The Cannabis Cup has been going on since 1970s, right? Oh, or something like that.
High
Times Magazine has been around since the 70s.
Yeah.
It says this year's event headlined by Ludacris.
Oh, yeah. Ludacris.
The gathering is also to feature samplings and pairings of edible cannabis products.
Oh, I love this.
Spa treatments with cannabis oils and a wide variety of vendors marketing their latest marijuana geared products.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Why can't we have this?
It says the tribe says it's a fenced and secure area. It's an event only for ticket holders age 21 and over.
No one's going to be harmed.
Right.
It's just marijuana.
The marijuana will be legal in November in Nevada. 54% of voters marked yes, which allows anyone 21 and over to possess up to 1 ounce of recreational pot, although public consumption is still prohibited. You can't smoke it outside.
Okay.
Not yet on the market for recreational use in Nevada, although medical marijuana dispensaries are ready to start selling in July.
Oh, shit.
In Nevada. Okay. Nevada. Nevada.
Which one is it?
It's Nevada.
Okay.
Is how they say it. But then Trump said the wrong way.
Right. To all the good people in Nevada, we are sorry.
So there we go. Got a couple of different issues there. The weed issue and the whole tribal sovereignty.
Damn.
Issue going on. I'm sure there might be some suing.
Well, the Trump administration will be on the wrong end of that.
Well, but I mean, talk about giving Sessions a little boner.
Oh, God, it's two things.
He can knock some brown heads, some Indian heads, and some marijuana stoners. Man.
God, I'm getting educated on how to make something great again.
You beat it.
Yeah, you beat
into
it.
Into submission if
you take
you're
away
a Republican.
The weed. You, what else do you do? Oh, yeah. You make the streams and the water all shitty. Take
right.
protection away from that. You take the weed away. You let the cops beat more people. There's something else. It's really fucking... Oh, yeah. You give guns to mentally ill people.
Exactly.
Hey, we got a great country.
There actually is one Charlie Sykes, who is a Republican radio dude Wisconsin. He's the one early on that during the primaries.
Oh, he called out Trump, didn't he?
Had Trump on and lambasted him and made him look like a fool. And has been kind of a never-Trumper the whole time.
Right.
Trying to stick to the conservative roots.
Yeah. Still racist.
And Charlie Sykes was not having it.
No.
Not having Trump's bullshit.
Good for you, Charlie. Dang.
With this ridiculous bullshit last night, this speech.
Right. Sykes, this was a milder tone, a softer tone, one certainly that Republicans are applauding. They wanted to see this more presidential version of Donald Trump. But, I mean, this is a question we always ask. Can it last?
Well, that is the question. I mean, that was a good speech. It's going to help him. He's going to get a bump. It reassured jittery Republicans. There were some genuine grace notes. But give it a minute. I mean, how many times have we had this discussion? Is he going to make a pivot? Is he going to make a turn? And I think Robert Costa's piece is very important because, the point here is that nothing actually changed.
Robert Costa from, I think, New York Times was saying that, I think we talked about this offline earlier, that the administration is like, oh, my God, they bought it. To the pundits. Like,
right.
The administration is like, holy shit. We toned him down for one night, and they're throwing rose petals at this motherfucker.
It's an easy fucking soft
and
stupid fucking electorate,
and nothing has changed.
Nothing.
Nothing has changed.
He just sounded nicer. And by the way,
he's still going to launch brown people out of the country. He's still going to try to keep Muslims out. They're still going to go knock some black heads together in inner cities.
Yeah, Jeff Sessions is still going after the weed. He's still going after black people.
Yeah,
profiling.
Just wait, gay people. There's going to be...
Oh, yeah.
They might let you get married. They can't bring that one back.
Maybe.
But they're going to make sure that businesses that don't want to support your homosexuality...
God
won't
damn.
Have to participate.
Imagine,
and it's just a matter of time before not baking cakes for a gay wedding turns into, I don't have to let you into my restaurant because I think you're gay.
Or I don't have to treat you.
Right.
Because I'm a paramedic. I'm a homophobic Jesus loon. God damn. Imagine if you're a gay person and you're sitting here reading all this shit and you're like, oh, geez, maybe Trump.
A year ago, you were dancing. Saying, oh, my God, I'm almost a person in this country.
Well, maybe Trump will treat me like a person.
Yeah.
A part of a person. Maybe. But probably not.
No, it's just, yeah. I mean, like I said, a year ago, it was, oh, my God, it was the people, you can get married now.
Their rights are less than mine because I'm straight. It's so fucked up. It is so fucked up. There's nothing normal about this fucking asshole.
I think Robert Costa's piece is very important because the point here is that nothing actually changed. There is no policy. He is the same Donald Trump as he was 24 hours previously.
And he does have this ability to change his tune when he needs to be in a different audience or needs to give a different a style of speech. We have seen that from time to time in the campaign trail, but this certainly... was quite different from what we're used
to. That's not what he likes to do, though. Loves the big crowds where he can get the crowd to scream, right, lock her up. You know, they didn't cover it that much, but that ridiculous rally he had
in Central Florida,
in Florida, a week and a half ago or whatever.
Fuck you.
Was they started chanting "lock her up" at one point. He mentioned something about Hillary, and they started chanting "lock her up."
He's not going to lock her up.
He put his hands like stop. He didn't say anything.
Yeah,
but he kind of to the crowd like said, you know, like calm them down with that and moved along. Like he doesn't want the lock her up shit anymore.
This is insane.
But who knows what that little weasel fuck Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III is doing, because he was screaming lock her up. We don't know that weasel fuck, there were no guarantees made that they're not going to keep trying to prosecute Clinton. He might, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions may be dictating a warrant right now.
Right. We don't know. I mean, if it gets bad enough, he's going to throw him a bone. Don't you think that's in there? You know, if impeach, launch these horrible
break
things.
Glass. Yeah. In case of emergency.
I mean, that speech was still bizarre, though. I mean, see, God, fuck his tone. Okay, he was quieter. I don't know, maybe less crazy seeming, but still it's bizarre. I mean, the man is mouthing the words, thank you, to people
to
with the
every
audience.
Applause. Even if he's taking applause
and he's pointing to people
for somebody else.
Like a lunatic.
Like he always does it for them, like, you know, we're gonna rebuild our awesome military, and the applause is for the military,
right,
or for police or something,
not for him.
And he's like, thank you.
It's just somebody's bananas, man. It's like, it's fucking bananas.
I'm surprised he didn't say thank you for the huge ovation that the dead Navy SEALs wife got.
Why not? The guy picked Pence to be his vice presidential candidate. God, that's fucked up. How uninspired. How hateful. How shitty.
So there are a couple of conservatives out there who saw through it also.
Right.
Charlie Sykes, a radio dude from Wisconsin, one of them. But
hey, but Charlie, I mean, you know, okay, it's good that you're on the right side of it, but you understand Trump is your fault. He's your party's fault.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys have been working on, this is what you wanted for fucking years. This is what you wanted, and now you got it, and you can't fucking handle it.
Also, I don't know how Shep Smith is keeping his job over there, but Shep Smith came out swinging today and said, interesting that there was no mention of the word Russia.
Right. Russia fucked with our elections.
during his news broadcast, Shep Smith noted that the speech came on the same day that House Republicans killed a Democratic measure that would have pressured the Justice Department to turn over documents related to Trump administration's ties to Russia. There are currently multiple investigations going on into the issue, but
yes,
you know, they killed something in the House.
Right.
Democrats want them punished. Now Republicans have blocked the first attempt to make them public. Said they're waiting for Trump to make clear the official that Putin himself, according to this article, is that Russia's confused because they're waiting to see exactly what the official policy is going to be according to Russia.
Right.
So even though Russia was like, oh, great, he won. Well, a few of the stories I've seen, a few of the pundits out there.
Pundits.
Really think, okay, well, it wasn't so much we want Trump to win on Nipple's part. But it was fuck Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want her to lose. And they really thought that she was going to win, but that all the disinformation, the misinformation, all the fake Bernie bro bots out there on social media, etc., calling for her head, screaming,
right,
lock her up,
Vance Foster.
They hoped that would weaken her ability to govern here,
right,
and that Nipples Putin is still upset over how she called him out for his bullshit with the elections a couple of years ago. In his country, where, you know, he's getting like 90% of the vote. wink, wink, wink.
He's a tyrant.
Yeah.
Everybody loves him.
So now they're saying that because it's Trump, that even Uncle Nipples isn't sure what they're going to get now. Nobody knows. Yeah. They're waiting for him to make clear what Russian policy is. And Shep Smith says, quote, "That's the word from Putin's own spokesperson after a lack of Russian mention at last night's address to Congress." So, my God. Putin's spokesperson was like, he didn't say anything about Russia. We don't know what's going on.
They want to know what's up with those fucking sanctions.
Yeah, probably they were, knowing Trump, he probably promised them that be within the first week. Wasn't ISIS within the first month supposed to be done?
Oh, yeah. 30 days. No, there was supposed to be a plan submitted, right?
Oh, I thought they were gone within 30 days.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Fail on both parts.
Right, they're not gone. Although, I don't know about a plan.
If there's a plan, he's not going to tell us, because you don't tell the enemy what you're doing.
They teased the plan yesterday, though. I swear to God, I saw something about a plan, an ISIS plan, and then nothing. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, who knows?
God, Barack Hussein Obama went and got Osama fucking bin Laden. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares. They're not even impressed.
No, they don't care. But had a Republican done it,
oh, get the fuck out of here.
They'd be commissioning a statue.
I mean, Trump's raid wasn't a failure in Yemen. But Barack Hussein Obama killed Osama bin Laden. That's probably deemed a failure.
Right.
You know?
There's a headline over at MediaMatters.org that says basically his speech last night was veiled white nationalism.
Yeah.
But still there.
America first.
Toned down a little bit. And the lies, by the way, I shared a meme.
Yes.
I believe on Facebook.
Meme.
I want to say 51 lies in 60 minutes or something. Somebody counted.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I don't know if that's accurate or not. I don't give a fuck. He lied. I caught him in 10 at least.
The only thing he did was tone. Is the bar so low for conservatives?
Yeah.
They did. It's content horrible. Like what you just said, it was all lies.
Right, they say here, pundits are saying he sounded presidential. That's how low the bar has been set. So low that because the president sounded like an adult for an hour and refrained from transparently attacking people of color, allies, or the press, media figures forgot the glaring abnormalities of Trump's presidency.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it's like you saw the man behind the curtain, and then he pulled the curtain back, and now you're looking at the big shiny thing again going, oh, wow, and you forgot that there's a guy behind the fucking curtain. What's wrong with you, dummy?
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's like you're in a horror movie, and the shit hasn't quite hit the fan yet, but then it does, and no one's acknowledging that there's a guy running around in the room with a machete. They're pretending he's not there or something.
Over at the Washington Post, their fact checkers noted, quote, "President Trump's maiden address to Congress was notable because it was filled with numerous inaccuracies."
It was the most bullshit, the most lying speech ever.
It's just crazy.
It was the most bullshit. Whatever.
And, you know, he came out and said that bit about anti-Semitism, but literally hours earlier, he made comments saying, you know, sometimes it's the reverse.
Oh, my God.
And people are like, what is he talking about? Well, what he means is he heard from InfoWars and from Bannon probably and WND and some other knuckle dragger sites that some of these bomb threats, probably all of them, are false flags. It's George Soros hired somebody to paint a swastika on the side of a Jewish temple, knock over a few gravestones at some Jewish cemeteries so that it'll make us look bad.
And we need our president to come out and say, hey, stop this violence. It's bad. Anti-Semitism is bad.
Yeah, which he did last night.
Yes.
Without
finally
his asterisk. But he had the asterisk hours earlier.
Yeah.
He said it earlier.
Right.
That it, well, you know, sometimes it's the reverse.
Yeah.
So it's bullshit. It's just utter bullshit. He also blamed, we said it a few times, he blamed the military.
Right.
Not himself.
Yes.
The ultimate decider.
I'm the decider.
The Cheeto.
And here at Media Matters, they say, those cheering how presidential and normal the speech was must have missed the stark and pervasive demonization of immigrants. From his announcement, oh yeah, this is creepy as hell.
What happened?
And this got audible groans.
Yes.
From the Democrats, who most of the time sat there and were probably playing Angry Birds or something on their phones because they were barely paying attention. You could tell it was driving him nuts. And
it's great.
One of my personal favorite moments at the end.
Yes.
When he said, God bless the United States of America. Everybody stood up.
Right.
And the Republicans were applauding him and getting ready to bathe him with breast milk. And
squirt away, baby.
And the Democrats were already in the aisles.
Yeah,
the way
fuck
out.
This.
They're on the way out. They couldn't get the fuck out of there fast enough.
Like, I
the
love
baseball
it.
Team was losing at the top of the ninth.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, fuck it, we're out of here.
But the Florida Marlin fans.
And I'm not sure this is exactly what she was reacting to, but this is what I'm choosing to believe.
Okay.
They showed a shot of Melania at that moment.
Yes.
And Melania was looking apparently over to that side of the chambers, watching the Democrats file out, and she looked pissed. She looked pissed off.
Melania's not happy, okay? I don't think she's happy. Do
can
you think-
we have them killed, Donald? Can you have those Democrats killed for walking out on you for not...
Somebody explained to her, we don't live in Russia yet. Not yet.
Yeah, right.
Maybe someday. Jeez.
And then he announced what got the audible groan from the Democrats was he announced he's setting up an office. He's an office. This is big government Republicans, right?
Yeah, yeah. What happened to that?
Small government.
Yes.
We're going to get rid of all this, blah, 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 all the bureaucracy. He's setting up a fucking office for, quote, victims of immigration crime.
Shut the fuck up. That's fascism.
Right? Victims of immigration crime. So,
oh my fucking God.
Specifically are the victims of crime of immigrants. What the fuck does that mean? And don't we have one? It's called the police? Or it's called the FBI? We have commissions that go after crime.
What the fuck, man?
And he brought three guests whose family members were killed by immigrants.
He's trying to get people upset at brown people.
Right.
Why are you singling out that crime? Do you think that crime is about race?
Hundreds of thousands, millions of immigrants...
Right.
They found a handful that have committed a crime, and now we got to have an office.
Donnie, there's plenty of hate crimes out there if that's what you're looking for.
Well, yeah, what about... So that old white man screaming, get out of my country, who shot those brown people.
Right.
And one of the Indian gentlemen died.
Yeah.
Of Indian descent. I think he's American.
Right.
Of Indian descent. I could be wrong. That won't get mentioned. He mentioned it in his speech, miraculously, as just plain old hate. But they also, didn't they say that they're changing the focus of that terrorism group?
Yeah, they're not going to focus on domestic terrorists at all. They're not worried about radicalized extremist Christians.
Yeah.
Or, they're not worried about that
guy. Or that asshole who was radicalized in Kansas.
Oh, my God. Dude, we just put on facebook.com/crabdiving. I put out an article that has a map to all these white supremacist lunatic neo-Nazi terrorist groups were located. Terrifying.
One near you.
They're all over the fucking place, sure. Man.
God bless America.
Yay.
Oh, God. It's just really dark days right now. It's
so
very,
fucking dark. It's and very that speech odd. That every... It's just... God, it's like the guy crosses the street like a normal person. And you're like, oh, our president. Oh, he's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Just because he manages to not cause an international incident.
Quit listening with your white fucking privilege, you fucking assholes. You know? What the fuck?
People at CNN tweeted out, Trump hasn't tweeted anything controversial or attacking in 3 days. Is this the pivot? No.
No, it's not. It is not the pivot.
There is no pivot. It's a temporary muzzling.
You easy fucking soft motherfuckers. Is this the pivot? Is he going to act presidential? Yeah. It's nuts.
We'll see.
Bullshit. He ain't doing shit. He's a racist fuckhead.
He's a racist fuckhead.
That's who he is.
There's a lot of that going on. There seems to be a few racist fuckheads out there.
By the way, follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Like us, thumbs us up. We're killing it on Facebook. Tons of likes. Huge. Yeah. We're huge.
We talk frequently about... Well, we talked a little bit yesterday, I think it was, about the Catholic Church, Catholics, Catholicism.
Yay. What are they up to, pervs?
Well, they're seeking a permission in New York. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of New York is looking for a $100 million...
No shit.
Worth of mortgages on some of their property in Manhattan.
Okay.
Because they have to pay off people who were diddled by priests.
Ah, shit. So start handing out those buildings, you fucking idiots.
They filed a petition in state court looking for a one-year mortgage. One-year mortgage? What kind of money do they make that they can
pay off something in a year?
Yeah. They're trying to mortgage some land behind St. Patrick's Cathedral.
They got to sell off land in New York to pay for these sexual
assault suits. They're mortgaging. They said, because we have begun the process of paying out the compensation to victims, the Archdiocese has taken this short-term loan to cover the payments.
Oh, my God. Just take their shit and leave them with nothing. It's child molesters.
The first phase, 144 people who had previously complained of abuse have filed claims already. The Archdiocese offered 64 of them compensation so far.
Yeah.
44 have settled.
God.
But the Archdiocese will not discuss the size of the payouts until the program is complete.
Dang, man. God, if you're a Catholic and you go to church every week and you put money in that offertory plate, are you just paying for the lawsuits, these priests at diddle kids?
Well, yeah.
Why do you want to pay into that? Why do you want to support that?
That's an issue, right? An issue.
That's amazing. That should be like a big issue.
Catholic Church says has grappled for years with complaints from around the world. Ireland, time, had famously recently, I think not that long ago, smacked the church with gazillions of euro fines.
Fuck everybody that gives atheists any kind of fucking shit. You're assholes. How is your belief in a sky god helping this world? I mean, you got these priests molesting these children. What the fuck?
Well, and in this country, fueling anti-gay hatred, fueling anti-Muslim hatred.
You're not helping.
Trump and the assholes are fully taking advantage of the evangelical dummies by rousing them up and saying they're gonna turn you gay and they're going to turn you Muslim. You're going to be a Sharia homo.
God, this Pope. Let me tell you, this Pope, he can say all the right things, whatever, dude.
Well, there's still a long way to go.
You're in charge of an organization that rapes kids. That's all. So much so that they're having to mortgage property in New York City to pay for it. God, that should be horrifying. What the? Well, this is insane.
Yeah, they've got a little bit of a PR problem.
Good fucking God. How are people not marching to Vatican City and just taking their shit? I mean, fuck these Catholics.
You saw that. It's a tough wall. It's a big. There's a big wall you got to get past. They're fortified in there.
That's what you got to do when all your people are raping kids.
You bunkered.
People
down.
Hate you.
Speaking of people hating people, apparently the Russia investigation continues.
You sound like the Hollywood hick.
Despite tonight, by the way, Wednesday night, if you're listening to us live, there's a brand new Daily Upper Decker sports podcast.
That's right.
8 p.m. Streams at 8 p.m. every night, and then it's on iTunes and Stitcher.
Listen.
Don't forget crabdiving.com. Well, one of the guys that are being investigated.
Yes.
In addition to our buddy Roger Stone.
Right.
Is Paul Manafort.
Oh, yes.
You may recall him.
Mr. Russian. You got a big bag of Vlad cash.
And now a little bit of hacking has occurred and leaked.
Ooh.
That is slightly on our side, I guess.
Oh, shit.
Somebody got a hold of Paul Manafort's daughter's texts.
Okay.
His daughters were stolen, apparently. Posted on some darknet website.
Darknet.
That's run by a hacktivist collective, it says. So okay. I don't know if it's like an anonymous type group. And it shows that his daughters were worried about the dad working with that Yanukovych guy in Ukraine who's butt buddies with Vladimir Putin.
Right. No, interesting.
And they also made fun, texting each other.
Right.
Two sisters. They were also making fun of Trump and the fact that he was working for Trump.
Oh, shit.
One of the daughter Jessica texted, "I'm not a Trump supporter, but I'm still proud of dad, though. He is best at what he does." And her sister said, but then described, her sister ain't having it.
Right.
Andrea appears like she ain't into this at all.
God damn it.
Because she said that Trump working with Manafort, or her dad working with Trump, is, quote, the most dangerous friendship in America.
Ooh.
Between, quote, a perfect pair of power-hungry egomaniacs.
Oh, my God. She's calling her dad a power-hungry egomaniac?
Yeah. She said that she thinks her dad's working for with Trump as sport because he doesn't need the money. It's a challenge. It's fun.
He's just having fun.
He likes the challenge. She texted.
Oh, wow.
It's like an egomaniac's chess game.
Oh,
there's
yes.
no money motivation.
You know what I'm doing for fun? I'm going to elect somebody that's going to roll back all these rights and protections upon the little guy in America. We're going to see how much we can fuck up everybody's life because I'm bored. And fuck that guy.
Now, the Manafort daughters were apparently, and their mother were not happy about Paul Manafort working as a political consultant for the Putin-aligned Party of Regions in Ukraine.
What is that?
That's the party that they belong to.
The Party of Regions.
Andrea Manafort texted, "Don't fool yourself. That money we have is blood money."
Oh, shit.
The Manafort defends his work in Ukraine, that it's legal.
Yes.
He said that he was trying to push Yanukovych toward moderate policies, aligning with more U.S. foreign policy.
Okay.
Other people are saying
he was just getting paid.
He's a dark lord. Yeah.
He didn't give a fuck. Are we supposed to believe that Paul Manafort is altruistic? And a guy like that's going to work for Schindler? Please. That is stupid. I agree with Andrea.
at one point they realized Manafort realized they had been hacked.
Oh shit.
I got an email from her saying important document and sharing a Google spreadsheet. Needless to say, don't open, Paul Manafort wrote. So he recognized it when they had gotten hacked.
Oh shit. So that's how they did it? They sent them an evil attachment or something, and then
somebody, they probably, maybe they hacked it and put all, you know, it was a group of accounts that got hacked. Sometimes they right. do that. They'll put out 1,000 accounts with yeah. their passwords that they hacked.
Right.
And they sell it, or they put it out on the dark web.
Oh, shit.
And then you can do with it what you want. And then the hackers will, sometimes they'll do it for spam, sending out
right,
sending out messages and stuff. Speaking of, I think your brother may have.
Did he get spammed?
We got a tweet from Jason's Twitter account.
Oh yeah,
something. It was an ad.
Oh really?
This
okay.
morning. So if he's listening,
you change might have gotten, your password.
You might have gotten hacked on your yeah. Twitter account.
Putin. Putin's after you.
But Manafort,
yes,
said that these messages started arriving, right before. Now they're saying that he had received, Manafort confirmed he'd received messages that may have come from anti-corruption Ukrainian lawmaker threatening to expose Manafort's alleged financial ties to Yanukovych. So they were worried that he was being blackmailed.
Oh, shit.
This is all just a web of bullshit.
I can't believe that everybody thinks this shit's normal. Like, this is not a normal presidency. I don't care how his tone was last night. I don't give a fuck.
So the FBI, five other law enforcement intelligence agencies are investigating possible links between the Kremlin and the Trump campaign, including Manafort and campaign advisors Carter Page and Roger Stone.
Stone's still under investigation by the FBI.
Yeah, Manafort claims that he's not, that it was there was nothing, he didn't get that money in cash. Or whatever. Although, didn't they have ledgers or something from Ukraine?
Oh yeah,
it was like
that named him.
It was like $12 million to Paul Manafort. Yeah,
man, $12 million.
I think that was the number, wasn't it?
That's exactly it. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, apparently, to try to keep a dictator.
Yeah, his kids—they're not even appreciative. It's blood money, Dad. It probably fucking is.
They're worried they might get killed.
Didn't Putin shoot down a passenger plane, and claim that
sure.
was the rebels or it was Ukraine or something yeah. like that?
Yeah, I just saw something recently. There's another area,
yes,
where they're involved with shenanigans.
Right.
Putin's not a good guy. At all. Yeah. And Trump trying to be like, well, you know, it'll be good if we're friends with him.
Dude, Trump has a corporation somewhere. It came out today. I put it on. I might have put it on Facebook. Where the fuck is it? Now I can't remember. Some island in the Mediterranean where, you know, Putin has a lot of corporations where he hides money. Mm. I don't know. So, I don't know. Trump is involved in that shit. Not that it matters. It doesn't matter. You know what? I could say...
Oh, I heard a report.
Do you know what I'm talking
there
about?
There was a report, one report that said that Trump's visit to Moscow might have also had, the last time he went, might have also had something to do with him helping some of these oligarchs hide money.
Oh, really?
In places.
Jeez. Is that what this planet is now? It's just a bunch of oligarchs hiding money?
Squirreling away.
Other places.
For what?
God, why do you give a fuck?
Well, and how is that going to work if society, we've said this, ultimately collapses, your electronic euros aren't going to mean fuck all.
How much money does Barack Hussein Obama have?
I don't know, more now.
He's fucking rich, right?
Yeah, sure. Getting there.
He tried. He did the best he could, I guess, as president. He did okay. Two terms. Why doesn't Trump do that? Why doesn't he just try to be good? I mean, because... What does he think is going to happen at the end of his presidency? If he tried to be a good president, he would be loved. He would still be rich as fuck. And then people... You could be rich as fuck and people could like you.
Right.
But I don't know. Why do you want to be an evil fuck?
I guess InfoWars sent a reporter to Sweden to document the horrific wave of immigrant crime.
Oh, come on.
That is going on over there. And yes. There's a story over at Salon.
Hey, oui, oui.
Salon.com. That basically is a fail.
No shit.
It says InfoWars sponsors a journalist trip to Malmo, Sweden.
Okay.
But he finds little evidence of a Muslim crime wave.
Oh my God. Are they trying to go to Sweden to... Because Donald Trump said that... Are you kidding me? That comment Trump made about, oh, you know what's going on in Sweden?
Right, right. And then a couple days later, there was a little issue in a certain neighborhood in Sweden where they had a car, some cars burned and stuff. So, to the right, that was it. That was, look what's happened. Trump is right. He's prophetic.
I mean, he could have said, look what's happening in Portugal. And then something happens there. It's a whole fucking country, dude.
So this one guy, InfoWars editor Paul Joseph Watson, has written about multicultural Malmo. He talks about it like it's a hellhole because of all the Muslims that they let in. I said it's the most dangerous city in Western Europe because of these Muslim immigrants.
I bet not.
Tweeted out, any journalist claiming Sweden is safe, I will pay for travel costs and accommodation for you to stay in crime-ridden migrant suburbs of Malmo.
Oh, fuck you, you fucking xenophobe.
He received an overwhelming response
from
journalists who were like, you're going to send me on a trip to Sweden? Fuck yeah, I'll go.
I'll go. Sounds like fun.
He ended up donating $2,000 for a journalist named Tim Poole to travel there. Poole also set up a GoFundMe page to support the rest of the trip. He said he was going to travel to investigate claims of no-go zones. These are these areas where they say the police say they can't in there because the Muslims are... imposing Sharia law on everybody.
That's that guy, Jindal. Jindal Bobby said Jindal. There were no-go zones in Birmingham, London, right?
Or London, or was it Birmingham?
Yeah. It's
there's
bullshit.
No-go zones. And Birmingham was like, what's he talking about?
What no-go zones? Right. We don't know what this Bobby Jindal is about. He's a douche.
Man, that was kind of fun to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
He was a big star.
The golden brown boy for 10 minutes and then flame out.
Right. Well, he ran his state into the fucking ground like Brownback.
Yeah, they got their way. Why aren't they learning?
They got their way in their state's
Why
in the
aren't
shithole.
They learning? Every state that they've gotten their way in is turned into a fucking hellscape economically. Well, Texas. Texas has the highest amount of low-paying part-time jobs. When they say, look at all the jobs that Texas added. They added the lowest pay jobs.
Okay, smart guy. I'll stump you. Michigan.
Right.
How's it going there? Is it going well?
No, the people in Flint still can't drink the water, some of them. That shit's still going on.
Dude, that story is... Somebody posted a story about the Flint water just to show how long it's been going on. It's from 2015.
And people still have to pay their water bills.
What?
Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, there's still people paying monthly water bill and they can't drink their water.
Well, they can wash their car with it, I guess.
Or shower in it.
They don't have a car. Right. You know. And how do you sell your fucking house? This is just a nightmare.
So this journalist finally went and to see these no-go zones for himself. And wanted to investigate the rise in crime that people are saying are coming from migrants and refugees. On Sunday, he met with residents of Rosengard,
oui, oui.
who said there's no correlation between the settlement of immigrants and the neighborhood rise in crime.
Okay.
They say the crime in Malmo is like every other major city. Drug-related disputes are the motivation of most shootings. Legalized drugs.
Right. And then you don't have
and
those.
And that crime will go away.
Right. This is insane. Trump said something in a speech right. where he just kind of mentioned Sweden.
And that's where that little rat fuck, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, is lying when he goes, the THC level is so much higher now in the marijuana, and we're seeing so much more violence. That has nothing to do with it, you lying sack of white racist shit.
It's like
nothing to do with it.
Is there any...
The only crime related
right.
for drugs is because they're illegal.
Yeah. That's why they're drug crimes, because it's a crime.
Yeah, it's gangs and distributors who are filling a void in the market.
Yeah.
And because it is criminalized, criminal elements show up. And even remember when we talked to that dude in Amsterdam?
Yes.
One of my few memories.
Right, right.
It was on my birthday, yes. and we got a space cake.
Oh, God.
And the place, we got a space cake and maybe had a joint.
Yeah.
As we were sitting there having coffee.
Space cake.
Dude told us, was talking to us about what it was like with the, quote, legal weed in Amsterdam.
Right.
And he said it still kind of sucked because the fucking conservatives there, they have asshole conservatives there, too.
Yeah.
They won't just legalize it. For some reason, it's legal. Wasn't it legal to possess?
Yeah, yeah.
But not legal to, like, grow or something? Something
really
weird?
Yeah, there's really something weird. Fucked up about the chain where there's one part of the...
distribution
the
chain,
gets
right.
to the point of service that is illegal.
And that brings in illegal, shady characters, he said. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
He goes, we still have to buy from illegal drug dealers, ultimately. Yeah. So there's where your crime comes from and the violence comes yeah. from. It's not rampaging weed addicts.
It's not the
who
THC
are sucking cock in the under a viaduct to get weed. That ain't what weed does to people.
You know, man, it's like these fucking GOP motherfuckers. They never do. You guys ever want to use science to for good, or do you ever want to have a use science correctly? No, you're saying the THC is making people violent. Fuck that. That's not true.
There's a high THC level. We're seeing violence.
God damn. Most of my friends fucking smoke weed. Nobody's hitting each other. They're not even talking to each other. It's great.
I'd rather have stoner
yes.
friends than methed up friends.
Right.
Or coked up friends, or...
I don't know why that's the choice, but yeah, I agree.
Well, because of what it does to your personality.
Oh,
when
no, I get you. I'm just saying,
yeah, yeah.
like, I don't know why it has to be one or the other, but...
Well, right, you could do whatever you want, but, which, they should all be legal. I think they should all be legal, and treat it as a health problem.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone is addicted to meth, someone's addicted to coke, someone's addicted to heroin, someone's, whatever...
Right.
It should be treated as a health problem, not lock them in jail.
Use the science for good. Like, look at the science. It does do what it tells you or something. So THC is not making people violent. This is the stupidest fucking thing anybody's ever said.
Right.
Well, you know, it's up there.
It's not, it ain't angel dust.
What about this hillbilly heroin and shit like that? What about this weaponized drugs these pharmaceuticals fucking put out? Get the fuck out of here. They did legalize cocaine. It's called Adderall.
So this guy met with another journalist to discuss the crime committed by the immigrants and how it's covered by the media.
Yes.
This guy ended up finally saying, if this is the worst that Malmo has to offer, don't ever go to Chicago.
Right. Or it's just a...
Right. So he's saying, look at this hellscape. I mean, the conservatives are saying, look at the hellscape
right.
created by this immigrant neighborhood, these evil Muslims, the evil immigrants in the no-go zone.
It's so frustrating because they look at this hellscape. Okay, let's look at it. They're poor people. They're not rich.
Well, there's the issue.
That's the hellscape. The hellscape is they don't have any money. If I took your money away, if I took all your money out of your fucking rich-ass, white fucking neighborhoods, it would look poorer.
Go
it would look like a hellscape.
To crabdiving.com/Amazon. Go to Amazon, either Prime or order the fucking DVD or something for The Dancing Outlaw.
Yeah.
And it's a great documentary of this dude who is a talented mountain dancer, clogging kind of tap dancing, weird Appalachian tap dancing kind of bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but he's also a violent, drug addicted, alcoholic loon. And there's a lot in that area that kind of are in the same boat because of the poverty. This is Dukes of Hazzard, right?
Yeah,
but with real guns,
right? They have guns,
yeah, and shit. That's how they're living, and it's the poverty.
There's no jobs,
right?
There's not an economy there.
So crime is high there.
There's no
violence is high there,
right?
Guess why? Because there's no money. It's not their color, their skin,
and the only thing they have to do to entertain themselves on the weekend is go sniff airplane glue.
So some journalist, independent journalist, sponsored $2,000 from InfoFucks.
Yeah.
Over Alex Jones's, and it was a fail.
Right.
The guy went and did not find, he went to a no-go zone, and guess what? He came out of the no-go zone.
Wow.
Alive.
Right. God damn, it's like it's a war on poverty. That's what it is, man. When you hear like Sessions talking about like what they're going to do with the cops, they're going to give them more authority to go crack skulls.
Oh yeah,
that means they're emboldening these guys to go in these poor fucking neighborhoods and wreak more havoc.
Oh yeah,
pull over people because they're black, throw them in jail because they're fucking black. God, we were talking about body cams just last year. We were talking about how do we get all these cops in body cams. We're not even fucking talking about that.
In regards to Trump's speech last night, there's a columnist who's also a former NSA analyst.
Yes.
Named John Schindler.
Schindler.
Like the list.
Right.
Who, was horrified like we were.
Yes.
Over the exploitation of that widow.
Oh God.
Guy says the president crossed the line, using Karen Owens as a political prop.
I mean, it's
he tweeted out, Senior Chief Owens' widow, for God's sake, leave this poor woman alone. Trump gloating, of course, talking the Bible. Blah.
I mean, it would be one thing had he came out in that interview and said, it was my fault. It was that the death of that guy is on my shoulders. I fucked up or whatever. Right. Whatever you say as president to, I don't know. You know what I mean?
But to blame others.
But he didn't.
Right. And then claim it was a success.
I mean.
This guy also tweeted, anyone who saw the faces of the Joint Chiefs tonight when the cam hit them knows exactly what the U.S. military thinks of Trump. I don't know about that one, because they always look angry and pissed off.
Right.
Regardless of what president is in there.
But you don't think they're...
Like the SCOTUS. SCOTUS doesn't applaud. SCOTUS. And the Joint Chiefs usually don't applaud. They usually sit there up front and don't react ridiculously.
Well, man, I mean, imagine if you're in the Joint Chiefs and you got this chaotic guy that's unpredictable. You don't know what kerfuffle he's going to start up.
Well, now we're hearing that they might start making the decisions without him, which they're probably all for. They're probably like, thank God.
And that's not good.
Let's pull that idiot out of the loop.
And that's not good.
Well, but because that idiot has the football.
We need a fucking president who wants to know what the military is doing.
I want to know. We'll probably never know, or at least until some of these guys write a book later. You know Trump has asked if we could use nukes.
No, yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Don't you think in one of these meetings say, look, would it help if we drop some nukes on him?
We're making the...
Why have them, right?
Right.
He said that to Chris Matthews. Why have them?
We are making
some
weird assumption that we know that fucking Bannon, his chief strategist, is a fucking Nazi fucknut. who's an apocalyptist who wants to break this country. He wants to destroy it. We think, I don't know why we don't think he's the same. Why don't we think Schindler is the same? Why are we assuming he's not? He's got the guy. It's his chief strategist. Why would we not think that his strategy is not Bannon's? Why are we making that leap?
It is.
I mean, what if it gets worse?
Everything out of his mouth, yeah.
That's the disturbing thing about that speech. Because now the whole country's like relaxed. Well, maybe now. Maybe it gets worse. And it's fucking, God, I hate to make it about race, but dude, as white people, I think we have to assume, if you're going to be a good progressive, that yes, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
In terms of people's rights and what they're allowed to do and say.
Well, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions is just getting warmed up.
Yeah.
He's already saying, well, we're going to let those police, we're going to get off their backs as for that whole civil rights thing. And the states, we're going to get off Texas's back for that whole gerrymandering thing.
I mean, are they just testing the left? Are they seeing how we react to things like the ban?
They're drunk with power.
Right.
And when the Democrats are in power, they're pussies.
Yeah.
And they try to compromise. Maybe Obama could have gotten single payer through. Maybe.
Yeah.
If he would have said, fuck you guys, we're doing it. Fuck you, like Trump is.
Right.
That's shame on Obama. If he would have turned in, if he was seventh and eighth year Obama,
right,
in year one and two, things might have been a little different.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's a nice civil progressive,
right?
Who thought, well, we're gonna work with the guys over on the right and get stuff done for that's good for the country.
Well,
they were like, I don't care if it's good for the country if it's coming from your black lips, it ain't getting passed.
Yeah. And that's when Obama should be saying, you're a fucking racist. That's fucking racism.
Yeah, he played the race card.
Yeah, dude, because you're fucking racist.
I'm just,
man.
Devil's advocating.
I know. But it's some irony there. Something that, like, the tolerance, the understanding, the way the left has this ability to listen to people and treat other people as human beings is going to sink the progressives, because Trump and these right-wing nut job Trumpolos that want to make America great again, they're not human. These fucking assholes are racist Nazi cunts. And I don't know that there's a
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. I don't know that there's a lot to be optimistic that they're going to give us. It's not shit. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Trump is turning over a new leaf,
not.
And he'll be nice.
He's not. It was 10 minutes. It was an hour.
Yeah. And he still looked nuts. He still looked nuts. Thank you.
Yeah, give him
the pointing.
Take him off the teleprompter for next time, and we'll see what
horrible
thing
Donald
is going to get said.
Yeah.
So this John Schindler guy said, if watching POTUS publicly exploit Senior Chief Officer Owens' grieving widow doesn't make your skin crawl, I worry about you.
Oh, yeah.
As an American and as a human. It really was.
It's disturbing.
God. And that's why afterwards, I was like, God, am I such a cynical, evil fuck is Trump really being sincere trying to honor this fallen soldier?
No.
Or is this poor woman just being used as a political prop?
Why would we think?
You know, rile up the right, because this is, I mean, oh my God, are you kidding me? A war hero's widow.
I think what it is like he's terrifying and you want to give him the benefit of the doubt because you want this thing to not be happening, but it's happening. I mean, why would he think, look how he treated the Gold Star family.
Right.
Those parents lost their kids and he went after them on Twitter. You know, I mean.
I had to hit back.
Yeah.
No. They hit out at me. I had to hit back.
God. Horrible.
Crazy.
A horrible fucking trait to having a fucking president. President? I wouldn't even want to be friends with this guy.
The new headline over the HuffPost says, none of the blame, all of the glory.
Yeah, baby.
He's not taking responsibility. Says President Harry Truman famously had a sign on his desk that read, the buck stops here.
Oh, my God. Now, he's just advocating his responsibility. He's like, hey, the military can do whatever they want. How is that even legal, though? Doesn't the president have to sign off on this shit?
We are blessed to be joined tonight by Karen Owens, the widow of U.S. Navy Special Operator Senior Chief William Ryan Owens, he said. Ryan died as he lived, a warrior and a hero, battling against terrorism and securing our nation. True.
Yeah, very true.
But of course, early in the day, he had said, this was a mission that was started before I got here. This was something that was just they wanted to do. As they came, and they came to me, and they explained what they wanted to do. The generals, who are very respected, and they lost Ryan.
So now...
I was emphasizing the theys.
They get to do whatever the fuck they want, right? Because Trump just said, I'm going to give the military, you know, free reign or whatever. A wide berth.
Yeah, so that's him. Again, trying to distance himself.
What else do the...
From anything bad that happens.
So what's he going to do? As president, what are you going to do? I mean, he's not... Now he's not... He doesn't want to be on military decisions.
Right.
I guess domestic policy. Him and Jeff Sessions get to fuck this country up as hard as they want.
I think that story that we heard during the election is 100% true. Uday Erkuse... Went to meet with one of the toadies for John Kasich.
Yeah.
And that to offer him the vice presidency,
right,
saying, quote, how would you like to be the most powerful vice president in history? To which Kasich toady said, ooh, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And Uday Erkuse said, well, my dad wants the vice president to basically be in charge of domestic policy. Oh, and foreign policy.
Oh, shit.
Which, if someone will let me know,
yeah,
what's left.
Well,
if something's domestic,
right,
or it's foreign, what else is left?
Well, they got to run that Easter egg hunt they have every year.
And so the allegedly the Kasich guy said, or woman.
Yeah.
Person.
Sure.
The Kasich.
Oh, please. It's a man. The Kasich guy's fucking
person.
Sexist. Remember that comment he made about the apron?
Oh, yeah. You gals are
you,
coming
John.
Out of the kitchens and voting.
You're a fucking sexist piece of shit.
Allegedly, the Kasich guy said, well, if you want the vice president to be in charge of domestic and foreign policy, what is your dad going to do?
Yeah.
And Kuse said, he's going to make America great again.
Yay. Of course he
is. So that's what he wants. He wants to go to Mar-a-Lago and have balls.
Ooh.
You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And,
well, that's what he's been fucking doing,
throw
man.
Galas.
He
oh,
wants
yeah.
to show people around
pomp
the White House.
And circumstance.
Oh, yeah. Look at these curtains.
He
look
wants to be the queen.
Fucking curtains. He wants to be the queen.
He wants to be the queen. Where you ultimately do nothing.
God, yeah,
real policy-wise, you're just a figurehead. It's a constitutional monarchy where the monarch doesn't do fuck.
Is he sad he doesn't have a military uniform?
Oh, probably. He's
probably
like,
really
yeah.
sad.
Gaddafi had a great outfit.
Is it crazy that...
Yes.
Will we see that?
With Trump starting to wear a uniform?
Why not?
Oh, God. That
How
would,
scary would that be?
Yeah.
Shows up a little fucking like Napoleon outfit.
You're
be
right.
Kind of funny, actually.
Can you cut the sleeves so my hands look bigger?
Yeah.
We're out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to us. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern live. Don't forget, we're then on iTunes, on Stitcher. Please leave us a good review. And crabdiving.com. Don't forget, spread the crabs, share the crabs, etc., etc. Tonight, a brand new Daily Upper Decker sports podcast.
Oh,
on
shit.
The show. And don't forget, if you're going to be buying anything on the internet, you can help us out here by buying your shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where. Find out when. Go to his Twitter feed. at Rated R Comedy. Go to his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Yeah. Back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
No more pussyfooting around.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.